The moment Lilo Gray pulled up to the Atlantic Yacht Club and Hotel, she began to sweat. Okay, it was summer in Maine, which could get pretty hot, but it wasn't that. It wasn't even that the battered VW van she'd borrowed in order to get there had no air conditioning, or that it was totally out of place among the new, high-end cars in line for valet parking. Valet was the only way to park. She'd checked. It was everything. The sundress and shoes she was wearing were borrowed from her friend Seda. Even her wedding outfit was on loan from Barbara Carroll's consignment store. Who wore someone else's clothes to a wedding? The shoes were too big, the sundress was too short, and the back of her thighs had stuck to the scratchy seat the whole way from Lighthouse Beach. She should never have left the small island where she lived, and would probably die. She just shouldn't be here, especially not for a wedding. And yet here she was, because Jessica Parker was getting married. Lilo barked out an unintended laugh. The line moved forward. She jumped when the car door swung open, and a young man in khaki trousers and polo shirt greeted her with a smile that almost hid his chagrin. He'd get razzed for being the one who had to park the old VW. She smiled back, a smile just as forced as his, and tried to unglue her thighs from the seat while sliding gracefully to the pavement. An epic fail. He had to catch her arm as one foot slipped out of the backless shoe. By the time she'd returned her foot to the shoe, not an easy task without bending over while keeping her skirt down, a bellman was already placing her luggage on a shining brass cart. At least her luggage was her own. A present from her parents when she went off to medical school. Another epic fail. She followed the man inside to a large reception area of white wood and expensive carpet. Across the back, a panoramic view of the bay and ocean was bisected by a trumpet-shaped staircase that led to a balcony where bridesmaids and groomsmen would line up for photographs. The bride would stand on the staircase looking dreamily at the camera, or maybe triumphant, her white train artfully spread out on the descending stairs, all for a white leather album that no one really wanted on their coffee table. Or maybe they wouldn't even print the photos out, but put a digital album on display that would slowly flash pictures one by one until the cycle began again. On and on and...
Lilo!
Lilo turned toward the voice and saw a tall, model-thin woman hurrying toward her, something she accomplished easily in stiletto heels. Lilo smiled tentatively as she scrutinized the shiny designer hair, the big round eyes, the over-bright smile. She didn't have a clue.
I can't believe you made it!
The woman, about her own age, late 20s, early 30s, stopped in front of her, did one of those shoulder-lift, face-tightening gestures of excitement and delight. It was a reaction that Lilo remembered well. Still,
Jess?
She asked tentatively. The last time she'd seen Jess Parker was when they were two unhappy 15-year-olds at Fat Camp. Both unhappy, but not for the same reasons. Lilo's parents owned the camp, and Lilo, skinny as a rail, mainly from doing non-stop chores, was resented by most of the campers because she was so thin. Jess was a chubby, depressed rich kid, full of self-loathing. She was far richer than the other campers, arrived in a limo, under the supervision of a servant, overweight enough to send to camp, but not fat enough to fit in. They'd been drawn together from the first summer Jess had attended. She'd been 10 to Lilo's barely 9, but they recognized in each other something special. Misunderstood by their parents and the world, they become best friends for 3 months of the year and wrote to each other during the rest of the time until they'd see each other again.